This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. Jeff, a very good evening to you. For many, many, many months, you have told me that Seattle is troubled. In fact, the explanation for many of the odd stories from Seattle was because Seattle. Now I see that Seattle is troubled because, in a recent news report, there were inadequate police to take a shift, to take a day shift, I believe, in Seattle for the whole city. Is the new mayor reversing that policy, or is Seattle now beyond rescue from police power?
Good evening, John. It does seem that things have gotten so bad in Seattle that it's hard to imagine they're going to be able to rescue it, because, you know, they go to one place to try to fix something, kind of put a Band-Aid on it, and then it pops up somewhere else. It's like that old whack-a-mole type game. And right now, Seattle's just kind of bouncing back and forth between its different issues that it's having, whether it's homeless crisis, crime, drugs, you name it. They're kind of all over the place. And on top of that, because of the summer of love that they experienced, you know, they went through the whole defunding and the lack of morale among existing or, you know, remaining police officers, to the point where the other day they had less than 50 police officers on that were able to answer the call, when they normally should have more than 250 for the city. So you just don't have enough people out there to take care of the issues they're dealing with.
They have a new mayor. Is the mayor attempting to reverse this?
He is. I think he's riding this new wave of sentiment there, as you see in other cities that have experienced or experiencing similar problems. But again, it's a kind of that too little, too late, where he's just saying, look, folks, I know that we want to try to make our cities a place where everybody's loved and accepted, and we don't worry about, you know, possible police abuses. But it's come to a point where people don't feel safe to go out of their homes, that their cars are, you know, damaged, their homes are broken into, and on and on and on. People are kind of throwing their arms up there and saying, what do we do now?
There's an odd story that I didn't at first understand. It's about mass transit in Seattle, and it's not safe to use, or people are not using it. What's happened?
It's becoming increasingly unsafe to ride the buses and other forms of public transportation there, because the drug problem has gotten so out of hand. And you have a lot of people who are riding, say, for example, these public buses, and they're actually smoking, you know, fentanyl or meth, amphetamine, or meth, as they call it. And those fumes are traveling throughout the cabins or the, you know, the passenger space areas, or the people who are smoking these drugs, using these drugs, become very unruly. So what we've seen is, you know, you have what was maybe, you know, a few dozen reports a year, now to the point where every day they have at least one, oftentimes more than one, serious incidents where people attack people on the bus. They pollute the air and the area and the environment with their drug smoke. It's gotten to the point where even the very liberal transportation union is saying, this doesn't work. Our drivers are in danger. Our passengers that we're taking are in danger. And it's hurting usership. People don't want to ride public transit there.
We leave Seattle and we come down the Pacific coast to Los Angeles. George Gascon is the district attorney in Los Angeles. I remember we talked about him following the revelation of the great train robbery, where I think the decision was not to be aggressive in charging people held responsible for ransacking trains of products, of gifts, of consumer products. However, I read that George Gascon is facing a recall and has had a change of heart about some of his policies. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. He has gotten so much heat, as many people know, you know, he's had to deal with a recall effort. One that I don't know if it'll be successful. Recall efforts are tough. Although they did have a very successful recall effort in San Francisco last week against three progressive school board members in a very progressive city. But in LA, it's going to be a little bit tough. But people are, you know, increasingly, again, I use that word increasingly, angry about what's happening to their city. And a big part of that is about the crime. And, you know, it seems that Gascon, who's supposed to be representing their interests as the district attorney, seems to be representing the interests of criminals or people that are, you know, alleged suspects, because you know, he wants to change things. He's very involved with social justice. That was one of the things that he ran on to become the DA, and he won. But people are saying, wait a minute, we don't like the results of it right now. We're seeing skyrocket just soar. We're seeing the quality of life in the city change dramatically for the worse. And he seems to come out in the favor of the criminals every time there's something like train robberies or people that are reoffenders or, you know, the smash and grab, the looters. It's always the fault of corporations. It's the fault of wealthy people. It's the fault of society for not taking care of these people when they first offended as juveniles. So people are really saying, wait a minute, this is not working. It's leading us the wrong way.
So you do not believe that recalls are successful, but it is a way of, in some way, stating the facts that this is not acceptable. You tell me that what's unusual here is that even the most liberal members of Los Angeles are unhappy. Are they speaking out?
They are. There have been a number of people who have spoken out. Everybody from one of George Clooney's better known business partners in industry to political leaders who have been silent because, you know, they're same party. It's a Democratic Party. But they're starting to step forward and say, this is the wrong way. We need to fix this.
We move from George Gascon in Los Angeles to a story of Southern California that struck me as strange. So I wrote Jeff while it was happening. And I said, hail? Hail on the beach? What happened, Jeff?
We had a storm front come in through last week. It was very dramatic where you had hundreds and hundreds of lightning strikes. You had, as you pointed out, hail, closed some of the beaches. You had power outages throughout Southern California. It wasn't the wettest storm. We certainly didn't do anything to the drought issue that's going on. And it was a combination. It seemed like about three or four very dramatic storms at once. And it seemed as soon as it was here, it was gone.
The lightning strikes are what caught my attention because I've talked to Australia in these last days. And there's a storm front sweeping across the southern Australia continent. 2,000 lightning strikes reported in something like a 24-hour period. Did you have anything at that scale?
Well, it wasn't in the thousands, but we did have hundreds. And there were times when you could look out, you know, to the east where some of the storm was really building up a lot of power. And it was just a constant, you know, lightning storm show. It was really dramatic.
The hail and the lightning strikes, not quite apocalyptic yet. So we moved to something that might be apocalyptic. This, I don't know how to characterize this, Jeff. Beehives are missing. This suggests that there's bee rustling going on. What do we know?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. You know, you have to look for the very tiny brands on each of these bees, right, to make sure that was the one was taken. But, yeah, this is an issue that we still see throughout, you know, Central California and Northern California where the agricultural industry is just huge. And remember, the Central Valley has got some of the biggest crop, you know, outputs in the world. And so in all of these places, there's money to be made and there are bad
folks, Tucson.
There are bad folks who try to take advantage of that. And up in Mendocino County, which is up in the Bay Area, not far from the Bay Area, they count on bees very heavily to pollinate their crops. And some of the people have been going in and stealing those hives, taking those colonies. And it appears that there are other farmers that are doing this.
So people are stealing whole beehives. Can you do that? I mean, do you put it in a bag? Isn't it? Bees are sensitive.
They are sensitive, but they can be moved. You see them sometimes on freeways being trucked from one place to another. These are boxes that look like, you know, about three or four times the size of a legal box. And that constitutes the hive. And they sit on top of usually a pallet or something so they can be moved around. And there are businesses that supply bees to farmers and growers, other growers. And, you know, they bring the beehives in a certain part of the season and they take the hives out at the end of the season. So this is not unusual to see hives being moved around, but it is unusual to hear about so many being stolen.
I wonder if the bee rustlers were wearing masks when they stole the bees. Jeff, what is the mask situation in Los Angeles County and Orange County?
We've been seeing the mask situation change dramatically just in the past week. It certainly didn't hurt that nobody wore them at the Super Bowl a week ago. But, you know, everybody is just saying the masks are over now. There are a few holdouts when it comes to some public health officials that are saying, no, we really like to keep them so people are healthy forever. But for the most part, people are done with them. That some of the holdouts remain in schools and certainly in different health situations. We have hospitals and, you know, care facilities. But really, mask has gone away.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.